Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis, and with me this morning is...
Me.
Robin is over there. She's...
Picking out because you're screaming in my ear.
Oh, I'm screaming in your ear. I'm sorry. So you'll have to adjust your buttons, or mine. I'm not sure which.
I got it.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
I turned you off all the way. I can't hear you.
Now you can't hear me. Okay.
That was perfect.
I got you. Okay. Well, here we are, final weekend of the deer firearm season. We have, of course, the remaining archery season for bows and crossbows. And then February 1st, 2nd, 3rd, we have primitive season for primitive muzzleloaders, which are percussion cap or flintlocks, and then longbows or traditional recurve bows. So that's the last of the deer season coming up, but here we are. Hopefully everybody's going to have a chance to get out. If they, you know, if they need another deer for the freezer, if they haven't taken one yet, like me, be careful. The deer that you may shoot, thinking it's a doe, could be a nice buck. It's shed its antlers, because we're getting reports of that. The buck that you may shoot may lose its antlers when you go to drag it out of the woods. So, I just wanted to put that little precaution out there for everybody. Never happened to me, but it has happened to people that I know. And it's kind of a disappointment when that happens. And I have, in management hunts, taken antlerless deer that are what we call shedhead bucks, which means the antlers have been missing. And, you know, rather than a doe, the point is to harvest antlerless deer, and you take one and you see that it's just shed its antlers. It just kind of makes it a little tough. So, yeah, Robin, would you like to do that?
Sure.
Okay.
We want to send out some prayers for Camo Preacher, Russ, who listens to us faithfully. He is having some health issues, still trying to figure out what's going on, but he could use everybody's prayers.
Yes. Everybody knows Camo Preacher. He's been on the air. He checks in with us quite a bit.
He texts a lot behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes, he texts and sends messages. So those of you who are want to do so, please do. It's Camo Preacher, or Russ. He lived in East Baltimore for a long time, and then active hunter and family man, and then he moved. He's a minister, of course, and he got a job in West Virginia. So he's going through some pretty serious health stuff right now. So we would ask for his prayers again. So appreciate that. So we're going to be giving away some tickets to the Great American Outdoor Show, the Harrisburg Show. We have a dozen tickets, which means we're going to give away six pairs of tickets. We're going to give two away this week, two away next week, and two away the following week, the 7th, 14th, and the 21st. To win those tickets, we're going to do it the same way we did the muzzleloader tickets. But there's a difference. If you are not intending on going to the show, or don't care about going to the show, which we hope everybody would go, of course, we're asking you to call in as a regular caller. But if you really want to win the tickets, say, I really want to win the tickets, and give us a call. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 410-WCBM-680. Aaron will take your name and number. At the end of today's show, we will draw two pairs of winning tickets. Does that sound right, Robin?
It sounds wonderful.
Did I say that?
I think so.
Okay, good. Yeah. So, and you'll hear some of the commercials for the Great American Outdoor Show. It's been around a long, long time. It used to be the Harrisburg Sports Show, and then it was something else, and then now it's Great American Sports Show. It's a lot of vendors and a lot of seminars and a lot of personalities, and it's just 10 days of the outdoors, fishing and hunting and archery and everything associated with the outdoors, and we hope you'll be interested in going. And here we have an opportunity for two tickets for you. So how about that? 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. We would like to like to invite you to participate and join the conversation. 410-922-6680. All right. This is the first show of the new year, and we're going to try something a little different. We're going to let the callers generate the topic. So if you have a question, if you're on your way to the deer stand, if you're on the way to the goose blind or the duck blind or goose pit or anything like that, give us a ring. Say hey, start the conversation, talk about whatever you want to talk about. I mean, I can throw a few things out there. Robin can probably talk about a couple things. Robin, did you have any particular topic you want to talk about?
Not really.
Today?
Mm-mm.
Well, we were watching a show the other day.
Oh, we were?
Yeah, remember?
Which one?
Rachel Ray.
Oh, yeah.
Rachel Ray. I don't know if you've heard about this or not. We're watching a show, and Mike Rowe, you know, Dirty Jobs guy, Baltimore resident, Baltimore...
And watch the show tomorrow, if you can.
I'll get to that. Yep, exactly. Mike Rowe, Baltimore native, that's the word I was looking for. Has this national reputation, a national podcast now, still has a show. He's bringing back Dirty Jobs after being off for a while. Quite a guy. You need to check him out a little bit. He was Rachel Ray's guest. Am I saying that right, Robin?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Rachel Ray had a prop can that she had to make a point with.
Her husband actually got excited and ran to the pantry and got that for her to show it.
Really?
Yeah, they made a big deal about how he had run to the...
Pantry. And got the can. And she was all excited about holding up this can of Old Bay, which is a McCormick company, correct?
Yes.
And a lot of people have Old Bay in their house. We have a can of Old Bay. Who doesn't if you live in Maryland and you like seafood, right? The point is that Mike Rowe wasn't working at Old Bay. He was filming, making crab seasoning and seafood seasoning at J.O. Spice Company, the original seafood spice. 75 years, 76 or 77 years they've been in business.
He tried to correct her.
And he was talking about J.O. number 2, and she was saying that, oh, it's Old Bay, it's iconic Maryland seafood. And he keeps saying J.O., she keeps saying Old Bay, she keeps holding the can up of Old Bay, he keeps saying J.O., and it got quite funny at the end, and there was no way at the end that he could finally correct her because she has the final say. And of course, she talked over him 100 times and kept shoving this can of Old Bay into the camera.
She ended it with, so, the most famous seafood around is Old Bay or Family Spice number 2.
Yeah, I mean, it was totally ridiculous, you know, and that's what happens when people are clueless. Poor Mike, he's trying to promote his show, being in his hometown of Baltimore, you know, helping blend the original seafood seasoning, J.O. Spices, and here she comes with the competitor and totally screwed the pooch on that one, as far as I'm concerned. So, folks at J.O., if you want to take a look at their Facebook page, I'm sure the comments are numerous and many, but... It's really funny.
Rachel Ray's the comments about J.O. keep disappearing.
Rachel Ray comments about J.O.
On her page, Facebook page.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one guy accused her. She said, are you just going to keep taking down the comments people have about Old Bay? Because you took down the Mike Rowe segment off of here.
Oh, really? She took it off the whole thing?
She discontinued comments or did something to it so that...
No, on her Facebook page. So, in other words, she's admitting guilt over social media, but
she's not admitting
guilt. She's just hiding all the comments. Oh, that's funny.
I don't know if she did after that. I don't know what happened. I just saw that part on there. Actually, they had me going for a minute. I admit it, okay? I said, I was telling Alan, really? Get me the Old Bay can. And I'm not going to say who I am a fan of or not a fan of, but J.O., I love you.
Well, I mean, I had worked with J.O. I'd helped them a while back in the, let's see, when was it, 2008, 2009, I was out helping, I was under contract helping J.O. develop some new customers and some new recipes and things like that. I was an advisor. And I know that J.O. does not make Old Bay, and everybody else knows that J.O. does not make Old Bay, but that the Crab House spice of choice in Maryland is J.O. We'd love you to weigh in on this controversy a little bit, if you would, 410-922-6680. Okay. Who are our callers?
Hold on. I just had it. Tim in Hartford County first.
Okay. Hey, Tim.
How are you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Tim, how are you?
Doing good. Doing good. I was listening to your comment here about J.O. and Old Bay. We're definitely big Maryland people, but we're definitely going with Old Bay on that one.
All right. That's fine. That's fine. This is a, you know, we're not coming down to one side or the other.
Yeah, we're not promoting either one of them.
Of course, all the gatherings and, you know, events we go to, there's a little bit of both at all of them.
Sure.
So we get a little bit of both, but. Ready to head out and do we're about to head out into the woods here. I wanted to call on hunting this morning, so.
All right, well, I appreciate
right
that.
Down the truck and getting all geared up.
Well, good luck to you.
We love your program. Thanks. Keep doing what you guys do.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you so much, Tim. You have a great day. Good luck today.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Patrick in Ellicott City, good morning.
Hey, good morning. That was a great story. I love listening to that. My sister works at J.O.
You hadn't heard about this already?
No.
Really?
That was awesome. I think a lot of people do not know the J.O. Spice story or all the products that they provide and all of the times that they had while eating out at Crabs or whatever, J.O. Spice.
Oh, exactly.
A lot of our restaurants have special, exclusive blends from J.O.
Yeah, that's exactly part of what they do. That was part of my involvement with them was business development to get those private labels, you know, working with J.O. and put their own blends in there, and they'll custom blend a, you know, seasoning for you, you know, with your label.
Yeah, it's an awesome story.
Yeah, yes, it is. So, yeah, it was quite amusing. I'm watching it, and I'm going, that's not right. You know, Robin's like, yes, it is. Yes, it is. No, that's not right. Give me that can of an Old Bay. So, yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yes, it is. So.
Yeah, so I'm getting ready to go for a three-gun event.
A three-gun event? Oh, well, enjoy that. Yeah. Now, is this a cowboy three-gun event? Or
No, it's three-gun event. It's just a handgun, rifle, and shotgun. You're going through, like, a defensive pattern.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like fun.
It's my first time. I'm nervous. I've been awake since 1:30.
Hey, I have been, too. You could have texted me.
Well, you know, you've been awake since 1:30, and drink plenty of coffee, and that'll help you shoot better.
I hope so. I just want to be safe. You know?
Might make you a little faster. I don't know if it'll make your aim any better.
All right,
Patrick. Thank you, buddy.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. That's right. Look, you don't have to limit your call. How do I want to say that? Anybody can call today. But if you want the tickets, please make that known. And then Aaron can take down your name and number. I think it's time for our first break, you know. I did tell you I was at Clyde's Sports Shop not long ago, and we talked about a lot of things. We talked about some of the old personalities in Maryland. I think I talked about Bill Burton and Lefty Cray, and, you know, there's some others out there. But those two are probably the most famous known fishermen in Baltimore because of their, you know, their long-running columns in the Baltimore Sun. Bill had the evening paper, Lefty had the Baltimore Sun, and it was just great to talk to Mr. Clyde about that. He actually took Lefty catfishing in Kent County at one time, and wound up the lady folks outfished the men folks, and they still had a good catfish dinner, which was good. So, But, you know, fishing season's right around the corner. If you get your license and head out there on some of these warmer days, I mean, the fish are biting. You know, the pickerel are biting, the perch are biting, and Clyde's has everything you need for that, the minnows and the white and the grass shrimp and the worms and all that. So that's for live bait. And, of course, all the artificial stuff, little shad darts and trout bait and all that kind of stuff. Clyde's is ready for fishing season. They've got rod and reel combos, and I was looking at some of the kids' combos. And did Jameson get a little kids' fishing rod for Christmas?
Not yet.
Well, what was he doing the other day?
It was a game. It was one of those little fishing games.
Oh, the fishing game. Okay. All right. Well, at least he liked it. That's for sure.
And he kept saying, "I'm gonna cast now."
I'm gonna cast. Yeah. So anyway, if your hunting season's winding down, you're getting ready to go fishing, check out Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway. Exit number 9. Clyde's been around since 1957. How many years is that, Robin? 57 and to 22. 65, right? Because I've been around since 54. So, anyway, ClydesFishingGear.com is the website. They're open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. Check out Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. Now, cold weather came for a couple days, cold weather left for a couple days, but you know what? We still have our great gas fireplace insert going strong. It looks beautiful over there across the room. And where did that come from? That's right, that came from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. But the people right now, according to Bill and the folks at Backyard Billy's, they're asking about pellet heat. You know, pellet stoves, pellet inserts, the same company that made our unit for our gas fireplace insert makes pellet stoves and pellet stove inserts for your fireplace if you like, freestanding or inserts in your firebox there. Company's Enviro, and they have them at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's will do the installation. And they will provide you, like they have with us, friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. Rob and I love the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our fireplace insert, and you will too. Hearth America carries back both Enviro and Regency brand. Now, Regency specializes in a wood-burning, freestanding, and insert fireplace insert series of products from Regency brand. So if you're looking for wood, Regency, looking for pellet, Enviro. So you should really think about it for your supplemental heat or even your main heat. That's right. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready for that onslaught of cold weather. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Stop in today or tomorrow. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
The Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor sports show. February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg. 1,000 exhibitors and manufacturers. More than 200 expert demos and seminars. 400 hunting and fishing outfitters. Tons to see and do. With events and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of hunting, fishing, and everything outdoors. Tickets on sale now at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Hey, Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. I love my Firestones. I finally took a couple of road trips and went across the bridge. The Firestone tires are working just fine. As well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors, lawnmowers, and wheelbarrows. You know what? Tire repair is a big thing. They can get you on the road real quick. Full service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that old famous check engine light comes on, and 24-hour truck service and more, has kept Spurrier's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires, call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton. Did I mention there's no appointment needed for tires? Yep, 410-822-7384, 410-822-7384. Hit their website too, spurrierstire.com. Number again, 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start and your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'll keep my freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8. Keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change.
You can keep the change. Let's talk to Miss Fran. Hi, Miss Fran. How are you?
Well, I was pretty good until I heard about Camel Preacher.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, well, we're close. That upset me, but not upset me. Let me say this to his people. they will understand what I'm saying. Prayer's good, but to intercede into what's going on is going to require fasting. They'll know what I mean. Now, I had planned on calling today to talk about your show. You know, every January I pull out my little hunting stuff, look at it and everything, and reminisce. But I was looking at the book that you guys put out to measure the points and everything.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, you know what? For all the people that get in line to measure their points for their bragging rights in the book.
Well, that's not exactly why we do it, but I get it.
Not you. I'm talking about the hunters.
Okay.
Here's the thing. This phone on Saturday morning from 5 to 7 should be off the hook with them calling.
You would think.
No, I'm serious. You know, we've been down this road before with the hunters.
Mm-hmm.
Maryland is getting such a reputation. You know, the fireworks said they're not coming back if people don't show up no more in Maryland. The Chesapeake Bay just got a D-plus rating, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The blue crabs are down. If I was an outsider, I would think about Maryland. They don't give a hoot about nothing.
Ooh.
We know that's not true, but
no.
I'm telling you, if you show up, if you care at all, act like it. Good morning, people, first of the year.
Happy New Year to you.
You tell them, Fran.
Fran, you missed your calling. We should call you, let's see, what kind of preacher? We got Camo Preacher out there. Let's see. Fran Swaggart. Remember Jimmy Swaggart? He could preach, let me tell you. Fran, we're going to call you Fran Swaggart from now on. Are you there?
We lost her.
Oh, no, we lost Fran. Oh, my goodness. Maybe she just hung up. I don't know. Oh, my goodness. Fran, call back if you want. Aaron, you there? All right. All right, we're giving away at the end of the show today, we're giving away, that's, you know, an hour and a half from now or so, we're giving away two sets of tickets, a total of four tickets to two different people. Am I saying that right? Am I making myself clear?
I'm not sure. You lost me on that.
Okay. So if you want to win a pair of tickets to the Great American Outdoor Show, and you heard the commercial earlier, February 4th, it begins. Give us a call here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Tell us you want to win the tickets. And if you're just calling in general, that's fine. But if you specifically want to win the tickets, give us a call. Leave your name and number with Aaron. Go on the air with me and Robin. And, you know, we'll put you in that little drawing. It's not going to be as extensive as the muzzleloader drawing, so... that was fun. This muzzleloader drawing this year was fun. Grand total, four muzzleloaders got given away. Two to youngsters, which was fantastic. So, but we're talking now about tickets to the Great American Outdoor Show. Like I said, two pair this week, two pair next week, two pair the following week, the 14th and the 21st. And then the show starts February 1st. But please, only register if you're going to go, if you win the tickets, okay? All right, cool. Fran is back on hold. What'd you hang up on the girl?
I'm so sorry. That was so rude of me.
Yes, it was.
A little bit angry at the moment. I got caught up in it, and I thought, oh, Lord, I did hang up, didn't I?
Yeah,
you
did.
But I'm so sorry. I didn't even give y'all a chance. I said, well, they can comment if they want. You know,
you are caught up in the spirit, girl.
Let me tell you. Well, I can go there now, but now wait. We got to get the swagger thing straight, okay? You can call me a lot of things, but you're not going to call me Fran Swagger, okay? That is not me with the tears and the sin and all confession and all that. That's not me, okay? Because where I come from, there were one person you confess to, all right? Everybody else really don't make no difference because, okay? So, Swagger, no, you can call me anything else.
Well, it's kind of like country style ribs are not country ribs. So we'll call you Swagger style.
No, that ain't. See, he was asking for forgiveness. I'm not.
Oh, I know. I mean.
He was asking for forgiveness and money.
Before that, I'm talking the guy could preach.
No
question.
I understand. Okay.
Yeah, he could preach.
Camo preacher is in the hospital.
Yes, he is.
So you can't hear him give a sermon.
No, that's correct.
So I'm just one of his little missionaries, a step forward.
Okay.
And say what I had to say.
All right.
But like I said, I had planned to call about your show.
Yeah.
And I looked, I said, you know, people put so much effort and hard work into organizing, getting a book, setting a record, yada, yada, you know. And people sit back and, how can I say, want to reap the harvest, but not, you know me, not involved like they should. And I thought, Lord have mercy, this state is just going down. Something terrible. The fireworks people, they said, look, if it wasn't for the bad weather, they got an excuse this year. But they said if Maryland people don't show up for the fireworks, they're not going to go through all that and do it anymore.
It's a lot of work to do that. I did that once. Robin, you had a comment. What did you want to say?
I have my own way of talking to the Lord, okay? But my family back in the day were Bible Belt, get out there in the tent revival people.
They're from Mississippi.
And I just couldn't picture it, but they would go up and down, and they would do the whole tent thing and throw the revivals. And yeah, I couldn't believe I came from that, but I did.
There you go. Well, all right, fam. I'll retract.
It was a blessing on your life that you did.
Exactly.
It's taught me a lot of different ways to look at things. How's that?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I thought I understood the football, but you mean to tell me it's going to end up at the flip of a quarter?
What's that?
The standing. They're talking about the flip of a quarter?
Oh, yeah.
The flip of the coin?
Yeah.
All that hard work for a flip of the coin?
Yep.
What's that for?
Okay, all right. Well, this thing I'm going to do hunting, so I will.
All right, football finals, Rob.
I love football, friends, so you're on my side there.
One thing. Robin, you know what?
What?
You and I got more in common than you would know, okay? One thing, mayonnaise. I'm a mayonnaise girl, too. Okay?
Me too, yeah.
And this woman.
Miracle Whip.
A banquet, dip french fries in mayonnaise. They do it over in Europe. It don't taste bad.
Oh, I do french fries and mayonnaise, and I do french fries with mayonnaise and ketchup mix.
Uh-huh, yeah, I've done that.
Special sauce.
And you know what the other thing is? You crack about this. That little fella named Reed. Remember you said back in the day when you were younger?
Uh-huh.
Isn't that the little guy who used to run around with the Dukes of Hazzard and all?
Yes, Jerry Reed.
Jerry Reed.
Well, I saw him for the first time. I forgot what age I was. And I said to my husband, who's that little fella? He's adorable.
Well, I love him. I loved him.
I cracked up to myself. I said, that's another thing we got in common.
Jerry Reed.
I like little different people.
Aaron, you're going to have to bring up a little Amos Moses here for us here in a minute.
I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Well, take care.
All right, ladies.
Love you, Fran.
Yep. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, folks, it's January 7th. And, you know, we're well into the new year. Robin hasn't given me my New Year's resolutions yet, so I'm still waiting.
I'm just hoping my resolutions. Wait, what was my saying this year? I hope my problems last as long as my resolutions.
There you go. That came from Joe, by the way. He said it's January 7th and my wife hasn't given me my
resolutions
yet. You know, Joe, our riddle guy. Yeah, I stole it. Sorry, Joe.
I'm lost. That's all right.
It's January 7th, and my wife hasn't given me my resolutions yet. That's funny, Robin.
I'm lost. I'm not trying to be dumb. I'm lost.
Okay. Okay.
That's stupid, but I don't get it.
All right. Well, the men out there do. So they do. Yep. Ah, thank you, Fran. We won't call you Fran Swigert anymore. But the girl can preach. There's no question about that. 410-922-6680. Give us a call. If you'd like to win tickets to the Great American Outdoor Show, give us a call, and we'll put you in the drawing. We're going to give away two pairs today. But you got to call in. Leave your name and number with Aaron. You really should be sincere about going to the show. And at the end of the show, we'll give two pairs of tickets away this week, two next week, and two the following week. So it'll be a total of 12 tickets altogether.
You know what Fran is?
What?
She's truth preacher.
She is truth. She does preach truth.
I tried to tell you that, but you kept going on about the Swigert baloney. But I was trying to tell you that should be her names.
I don't think we have those. There's a...
Well, the bonus match probably would have done.
Look at that. 63 and 13, Robin, on the Mega.
Maybe I got $2.
You might. We'll see.
Huh? I'll get back.
I'll have to check the tickets. Anyway, 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. If you're lost in all this, so am I. But call in and talk about fishing, hunting, the great outdoors, wildlife. Man, we see a lot of fox. A lot of foxes out there. I saw three the other day. I saw an actual paired-up set of foxes hunting together and apart. I mean, one would run one way, and then the other would eventually follow. And they were working a field for some mice and voles and things like that. And then in Dorchester last week, they were barking. They were enthusiastically barking at each other. I don't know if they were spooking the sick of deer or if it was just the fact that they were, you know, out there so active. And if you go, you know, if you hear that barking through the woods, you'd never forget it. Three barkers and four barkers, you know. So let's see. Jamie, Catonsville. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Good morning, good people. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep. How you doing?
Hey, I think Fran should run for some legislature in Maryland.
Nah.
Her and that barber lady on the other. They're good people.
Yep. You know, Fran was very active when we had the Maryland Hunting Coalition.
She really was. She was
very active. She would. I mean, she'd take the bus and come to the rallies and the events. And
I think she would. Vote.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I'll take her over Biden. And
Don't get me started. I listen to his speech.
I've got a mounted coyote sitting here in the corner. I'd take over Biden.
What do you got going on, like, ice special? How would you approach that? What area do you usually check out? Do you go up Liberty and
not allowed to ice fish on the reservoirs. I don't believe, although people do.
Gotcha.
Deep Creek Lake is the spot. A buddy of mine, well, former fisheries director Tom O'Connell was up there with his son the other day. They fish it every year. And if you get some connections up that way, there are some people that can really help you out. It's a little specialized tackle. It's a lighter tackle. You know, you got to drill through the ice and that type of thing. But they caught seven different species of fish.
Nice.
They caught yellow perch. They caught... bluegill, they caught rainbow trout, I think they caught pickerel. Yeah, I mean, you can catch a lot of stuff through the ice. And it's iced up right now, heavy enough to fish it. So, and there's some public places up in Pennsylvania if you'd like to go to. But Deep Creek in Maryland is the ice fishing world, that's for sure.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for taking my call. Now I know.
Thank you. All right, buddy. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Uh-huh. Let's see. What happened there? Yeah, did you hear that, Aaron? We're getting a lot of feedback. You're getting the calls coming through on the air. The 7-second delay is coming through on the air. Okay, so we don't want that. Oh, my. Wait a minute, John B. I didn't knock mayo.
You said Miracle Whip.
I said I love Miracle Whip. I didn't knock mayo.
Miracle Whip is
great
to compare the two.
Oh, yes, you can.
No.
See, John B. said, I heard you stirring the pot and knocking the use of mayo. My wife hates mayo and loves Miracle Whip, too.
No.
See?
Yeah.
John B. got the New Year's resolution joke, and it was very funny. A guy can
Miracle
dream.
Miracle Whip has its place when needed.
Okay. Yeah, on every sandwich that I eat.
Stay in the fridge. There's something I use Miracle Whip for. I like it on. I can't remember what it is right now.
Mayo has no taste. Miracle Whip has
mayo
a little bit of sugar.
Unctuous.
Okay, unctuous.
Runs on hold.
I hear. Ooh. John B. doesn't like foxes. Did you see the video from Great Britain, the two-legged fox?
No, I did not.
Two-legged fox. Robin, the thing does not have any rear legs. I know. Glenn in Chestertown is on hold. Let's say good morning to Glenn. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, Alan, Robin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Okay, I guess.
What's going on in your world? You going to get out and do some hunting today?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm not sure.
Okay. You sound a little tired there this morning, buddy.
A bit.
Yep. Got it. So. Anything going on in Chestertown these days?
Yeah, I guess this is normal stuff.
Normal stuff. Okay. Well, you should hear a lot of guns going off with the waterfowl.
Yeah.
Mom heard them the other day.
Yeah, I know.
Those freaks are out.
What's that?
Freaks are out.
The what are out?
The freaks are out when they do that. Boom, 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 boom.
The freaks? What are you talking?
It freaks Mom out.
Oh, it freaks her out. I wasn't catching you. I wasn't understanding you. Oh, I know. She gets excited about that. I know.
Sorry, I didn't mean to sound harsh, but he wasn't getting it.
It freaks her out. It's because I can't hear you. That's okay. Anyway, Glenn.
You going to put me in the contest?
Yeah, we'll put you in the contest. Did you leave your name and number?
No.
Okay, just hang on, buddy. And Aaron will pick you up, okay?
All right.
All right. You have a good weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you get out and get a deer.
Yeah, that's what I
do. See you, bud. There he goes. Glenn in Chestertown. No, Robin, you need to use the search engine and see the two-legged fox video. Anybody?
Okay.
Okay. It is amazing. It's amazing, absolutely amazing. Does it not have any front legs or not have any rear legs? I can't tell from this video. Anyway, it's a fully functioning red fox with only two legs. Anyway, it's interesting. All right, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You know, our friends at Backyard Billy's, they have a lot of stuff. And we've been talking about the Regency wood freestanding wood fireplaces and wood fireplace inserts, and we've been talking about the Enviro gas fireplace inserts and pellet stove inserts and pellet stove freestanding stoves. But they have a full collection of barbecue grills. They have four different brands. They have Traeger. My former son-in-law just got a Traeger barbecue grill for pellet grill for Christmas, and they were smoking their dinner yesterday. And my grandson came to hunt yesterday morning, and we got to see two deer, but no shots on anything. We had a little different strategy, but he headed home to help with the smoking of the inaugural smoking in the Traeger pellet grill.
Oh, that's awesome! Now I understand why he headed home.
Yeah. So, but they also have the the charcoal grill smokers from Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. Now, Big Green Egg gets the publicity, but check out the Kamado Joe. They've got some really nice features. But the one that is impressing me right now is the Memphis Wood Fire Grill. It's a pellet grill as well. It's all stainless steel. You can sear, you can smoke, you can bake. It's got convection cooking. It's all stainless steel. Here's what they say about themselves. Memphis grills are made of stainless steel down to the rivets, providing resistance to corrosion, heat, and chemical damage. All Memphis grills use 304 stainless steel for beauty and durability. 100% stainless. And what I like about this is that they also provide the cabinets. I saw a picture the other day. A friend was celebrating the New Year at his outside cooking station. He and his wife were having coffee on New Year's Day, and there it was, the big stainless steel grill, the stone background, the drawers, everything. They've got all the drawers. They've got the drawers and the cabinets and everything that goes with this Memphis grill. So if you have the wherewithal and want to build that island out on your deck or out in your yard for your outside cooking, Memphis wood fire grills at Backyard Billy's. Don't forget that. Backyard Billy's located on Ken Island. They call it Ken Island. It's Graysonville. Backyardbillies.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50 at exit 44, which is Evans Avenue, coming from the bridge. Graysonville, your backyard is going to look just great, and you will really like that shopping experience for your next grill at Backyard Billy's. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex in Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blame this old man.
There's Jerry Reed for Robin and Miss Fran, the Jerry Reed fans. And I bet you went to see, what was the movie with Burt Reynolds?
Smokey and the Bandit.
Smokey and the Bandit. You probably went to see that about 12 times.
I only went and saw it once.
Once.
But then we got it on VCR.
Ah, and then how many times did you watch it?
I can't tell you how many times I've watched that movie.
Smokey and the Bandit.
In fact, I might watch it today. I wonder what channel I can get it on. I'm looking it up right now.
Burt Reynolds, Sally Field, Jerry Reed, and Jackie Gleason.
Ned Beatty.
Ned Beatty, that's right. Yep, Jackie Gleason.
Wasn't he in it? Wasn't Ned Beatty?
No, that was, I don't think Ned Beatty.
I'm thinking the other one with the best little, you know what, Towson, Texas.
Yeah, but the most famous one is the one where they went on a river cruise. Oh, the river trip with the bows and arrows.
Deliverance.
Deliverance, yes. Another one of my favorite movies. Robin, your turn.
Okay. Everybody, get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Enjoy your family. And if you hear the banjos playing, you better keep your eyes open.